listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with me, Jade Elliott, where we talk all things pregnancy, children, and parenting. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your friends. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health. You're listening to the Baby Your Baby podcast with myself, Jade Elliott, joined today by Dr. Jenna Whittem, and we are talking about how to know if your baby is hearing properly. You know, when you have a new baby, new moms, of course, have a lot of questions. What's normal for baby? What's normal health? What's normal development? Of course, we know babies can't talk. And so we, of course, are always left wondering, you know, what our baby's needs are and if they're developing properly. So it's always important, of course, to talk to your doctors about that. And that's why those well child checkups with your pediatricians are so important as well. So talk to us a little bit about how pediatricians are keeping, you know, children and parents safe, of course, during the pandemic when it comes to these well checks and, you know, the development of hearing properly.
That's a great question. So pediatricians are always concerned about the health of your children. And even during the current pandemic, we are thinking about ways that we can help keep your healthy kids healthy. And one way that we're doing this at Intermountain and also at clinics around the state of Utah is separating well visits from sick visits so that when you are bringing your well baby, who is currently healthy, in to see their doctor, you're not going to be exposed to any sick patients. That's what we're doing, right? We're separating them. We're seeing well children in the morning up through the early afternoon, and we're seeing patients in the afternoon who have any sick symptoms just for that extra layer of protection. Now, some clinics are able to divide well children and sick children spatially, which means having one side that's dedicated to well visits and one side or one area of the clinic that's dedicated to taking care of those sick kiddos who have any kind of symptoms that could be related to COVID or not. But I would recommend just touch base with your doctor. I think most pediatricians in the area have some sort of a plan in place by this point, which is great. Just call the clinic before you're planning to bring your healthy kiddo in and check with them and make sure that they're putting in place some precautions.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, you know, right now we're getting closer to flu season, the importance of, you know, the vaccinations and everything like that with these wellness checks. And when you're bringing your baby in, you, of course, like you said, you're bringing your well baby in for their wellness checks, and you want to keep them that way. And when it comes to these wellness checks, I mean, they're crucial, not just for, of course, first-time parents, but any parent who has just had a baby, because you do want to make sure that they're on that right track of development, and a big part of that is hearing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's so important to continue getting the well baby care that you have been doing before the pandemic for your baby or your new baby if you've had one since the pandemic started. And so I absolutely recommend you maintain the normal track, right? Checking your baby up every 2 months when at the very beginning and then gradually spacing that out as your doctor recommends. It's also important to stay on the normal CDC immunization schedule, right? Get those recommended vaccines, which includes a flu shot every year for those babies that are over 6 months. That is absolutely critical, especially in this current COVID time. Having that protection is essential for your child as we get back to whatever our new normal is looking like.
And so let's talk a little bit about then that development and, you know, for these wellness checks and what to look for babies when it comes to, you know, wondering if they're hearing properly, the screenings that need to be done, what to watch for and check for.
That is a great question. So the initial hearing screen typically occurs in the hospital right after you give birth to your baby before you head home. Most hospitals in the United States keep to that practice. The American Academy of Pediatrics does recommend that this can be done up to a month of age, but almost all babies get one good hearing screen before they go home from the hospital. But that's not it, right? Your doctor is trained, your pediatricians are trained specifically to watch for signs that your baby might not be hearing well. So it's so important to get them in and get them checked at least every couple of months while they're really brand new, to make sure that we catch any problem that they might be having with hearing before 6 months is our goal. And absolutely before those first signs of speech difficulties start up.
And so what are some of the things that we should look for at home in regards to making sure our baby is hearing properly, and then maybe those signs of hearing loss?
So the one thing I would say is that even the youngest infants, even your brand new babies, should respond to your voice, specifically to mom and dad's voice, because that's when what they've been hearing in mom's belly. So your baby will first start by moving their eyes in response to your voice. If you move around a room, you should notice that your baby will start to track you with their eyes. As babies grow, they will continue to respond to sound, but even more with turning their head, neck, and shoulders by about 2 to 3 months of age. Those are things your pediatrician is going to check every time they come into the office.
And when it comes to some of those signs of hearing loss, you know, what should we be looking for? When should we talk to our pediatrician? When should we maybe, you know, think about seeing a hearing specialist?
Sure. So if your baby doesn't seem to startle to loud noises, that is a red flag sign. Babies, even brand new babies, should startle at loud noises. These are things like clanging pans in the kitchen, or even loud voices from a football game on TV or something like that. If you notice that your baby doesn't seem to notice that you're around until you're actually right in front of them, that can be a sign that they're not hearing you coming or hearing your voice talking to them as you approach. If babies are slow to begin talking, if they're not starting to say those single words like mama, dada, no, right, by about 12 months to 15 months, those are reasons you should touch base with your pediatrician. Also, if your toddler doesn't seem to respond to you when they're called, children really should respond. They might not come, but they should turn their head and look at you. If you're not noticing those things, that's a time you need to get in and talk to your doctor.
And for parents who maybe want some more information or resources, where do you suggest they find that at?
So you can find some great resources on intermountainhealthcare.org, or you can go to intermountainhealthcare.org/primary-childrens for some specific audiology, which means hearing specialist tips and tricks and things to watch for.
And then I'm sure you can also find a number of pieces of information on your guys' website in regards to what you guys are also doing to keep all these little ones safe and healthy during the pandemic, and you know, making sure and reminding parents that it is safe and it is good to come see your pediatrician for these wellness checks, for the vaccinations and everything, even amidst coronavirus.
Absolutely. And I would really encourage those parents who have questions, concerns, or worries, call your pediatrician, talk to them, have a conversation. We like to hear your thoughts. We like to hear your input. So give us a call if you're worried.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us today, answering our questions and talking to us, you know, about some of the things we should look for when it comes to bringing baby home and knowing if they're hearing properly. We appreciate your time, Dr. Jenna Whittem. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And that concludes this episode of the Baby Your Baby podcast. Thanks for joining me, Jade Elliott, and our guest for this week's Baby Your Baby podcast. If you have a topic that you'd like our Baby Your Baby experts to discuss, leave us a comment and don't forget to subscribe. Baby Your Baby is a KUTV2 news podcast and is sponsored by Intermountain Healthcare, Broadway Media, and the Utah Department of Health.